This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for joining us. Storytellers of Las Cruces will be hosting the 2012 National Convention of the National Story League at the Hotel Encanto from Thursday, July 12th through Sunday, July 15th. You can find the full schedule at nslstorytellers.org. That's nslstorytellers.org. And we'll have that website address for you at the end of our conversation today, in addition to an email address if you're interested in joining Storytellers of Las Cruces. From the group today, I'm very pleased to have with us Pat Gill. Pat, thank you for being here.
You are very welcome. My pleasure.
It's good to have you here today. I know that your convention is going to be highlighting the cultural traditions of our region and also celebrate the centennial of the state. Tell me more about some of the highlights.
Well, especially on Saturday night at our banquet, we have two storytellers of New Mexico, and they will be telling centennial stories. And one of the ladies has a very interesting title for her story, because it's in Japanese, Mitakuye Owaisin. But the subtitle is The Life and Legacy of Corinne Wolfe. So that will be very interesting to find out how all this relates to New Mexico history. And the other storyteller from Storytellers of New Mexico will be telling about locomotives and lungers in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Now, the word lunger was new to me, so I looked it up, and it is the only thing I found was the word lunge, and it is a rope to help train a horse as it goes around a circular track or an oval track. And I'm hoping that is what a lunger is, but Margaret will tell us more about that. And then for the banquet night, which is Saturday, we have Dottie Orms, who has a master's degree in storytelling, and she is an honorary member of Storytellers of Las Cruces because she lives in Oregon now. And she will be telling a special centennial story also.
Okay, celebrating 100 years of statehood in New Mexico. And, you know, it's a cliche, Pat, that you learn something new every day, but I learned something new today because I didn't know you could get a master's degree in storytelling.
Absolutely. In fact, the University of, I don't think it's, it might be East Tennessee or West Tennessee. I'm not sure which one. But actually, the University of Tennessee is where National Storytellers League started, because it was way back in 1903 that the teachers in a summer school got together and decided that they wanted to have more storytelling in the schools and just make it, it is an art. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to put this art out for children and adults. And so they got together and made the National Storytellers League.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, you are in Storytellers of Las Cruces, and this is the national convention of the National Story League. Mm-hmm. And in addition to these formal events, including some of the speakers that you mentioned there, or I should say storytellers, not speakers, correct? You're going to have an informal story time as well during this meeting. Tell me about that.
Well, this informal story time takes place after the day's events in the evening, probably around 8:30, and the storytellers that are fellow storytellers that are at the convention can tell stories up until 11 o'clock if they so desire. And this is a special time for any kind of a story that the storyteller wants to tell. Because the theme, of course, is Centennial New Mexico and the National Story League. But at that time, they can tell whatever they want. And there's a host of each one of those informal story times. Douglas Jackson is one of those, and Lonnie Todoroki is another, and Nancy Banks is another. And these are our local storytellers, and they will be hosting that event each evening.
Okay. Well, different from many conventions, there are events that are free and open to the public, including an afternoon of songs and stories, Saturday, July 14th, at the Farm and Ranch Museum. Tell me about that.
That is correct. And it will be a program that takes place in the auditorium. And the theme of that is Farmers and Cowboys, East Meets West. Because not only will we have the singing men of Las Cruces, the Vos Vaqueros, singing some centennial songs for us, but the Story League that's putting on the program is from New Jersey. And they are called the Garden State Storytellers. And so that's the East to meet the West to talk about farmers and ranchers and cowboys and whatever they would like to tell. And this program is open to the public, and it will be free for those who are attending it.
Okay. Well, Pat, in looking at some of the background material as we were preparing to have this conversation today, I was sent a quote that I think is very apropos. Robert McKee once said, quote, "Stories are the creative conversion of life itself into a more powerful, clearer, more meaningful experience. They are the currency of human contact." Powerful statement. Very good way to describe stories, I think.
Indeed. Indeed. And the story, there is a story called The Naked Truth. And this is pure fact if you want to know something. But then there's another word, parable. And this turns it into a story form because it tells about something. For instance, the creation of the world. How did things come to be? Well, from the Kalahari Desert in Africa, there is a story called Sun Man. And the people there, a long, long ago, made up a story about how the sun got in the sky and why is there the sun. And it's a fascinating story. There's hand motions that go with it when I do it with children. Well, and adults also. They like that sometimes. But it tells that there was a sun man, and when he held his arms up, the sun was between his hands, and he woke up every morning, and it was a dawn, and it was light all day. And then at night when he went to bed, of course it was dark because the sun man was asleep. So, but then he got tired of holding his arms up all the time. And he went into a cave and went to sleep. And people could not wake him up. Finally, they asked the children to go quietly and carefully to the cave where the sun man was sleeping and to pick him up gently and take him outside and throw him up into the sky. And the children did that. And he went up and up and up and twirled around and around. And then he opened his arms again, and there was the sun. And we know there was a sun man because every day he wakes up and walks across the sky until the evening when he goes to bed again. And everybody still sings his song. And I could sing it if you want me to.
What I'd like to do is find out, Pat, how you became so interested in storytelling.
Well, I think one of the criteria is you've got to like people because you have to connect with them, or the story helps you connect with people. Mm-hmm. And you have to enjoy reading to find the stories. Or if you're creative enough, you make up your own, which I do not. But I read a lot. And then you share them. It's a sharing experience. And when you're sharing them, the people in the audience are sharing it together. And it isn't like texting somebody or whatever you do on the electronic device. You are there looking at everybody, and the people are enjoying this together. And because I like children so much also, the stories were a wonderful medium for bringing us together.
So how did you take this interest of storytelling a bit further and get involved in the group Storytellers of Las Cruces?
Actually, when I joined it back in 1960, and it was formed in 1927 by Jenny Curry.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the Storytellers of Las Cruces, and as she thinks about the history of her interest in storytelling, we want to remind you that the 2012 National Convention of the National Story League will be in Las Cruces at the Hotel Encanto from Thursday, July 12th through Sunday, July 15th. And that schedule is online at nslstorytellers.org.
Well, thank you. And when I joined, there were a lot of, as there are now, and I'm one of them, older people. So anytime a young person came in, there was a lot to do. So I was asked to tell stories in various places, schools, to civic groups, ladies groups. And I just enjoyed it. And evidently I had something to offer. So I've been president several times sometimes things, you just have a feel for things, and mm-hmm. this has been my favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. And so I have just continued. In fact, I was president of the National Story League, and I am now the treasurer of National Story League. So this has been going on since 1960.
That's a long time to be involved in an organization.
I'm a devoted member.
I guess so.
Well, you know, we are volunteer storytellers. I think I better say that. And where we are asked to tell stories, we try very hard to be able to fill a requirement. And we have done a lot in schools, and now the schools seem very, they need to be focused on the reading and the math and the science. That is what they're about. So oftentimes there's not really time for extras, nice extras like storytelling. So we are putting our talents to use in the elder care community. So there are several places where people are in care, and we go to them, and they are just as they are very interested in having somebody come and be there for them and talk to them and include them in a story or listen while we tell the story.
Pat, I think you've hit on something very important, actually in two different ways here. The first being that, unfortunately, I think in schools today, both oral and written communication may not be getting quite the amount of attention they did when you and I were in school. And you also mentioned technology and the fact that so many folks today, not only young folks, but folks who are in their 20s and 30s, spend an awful lot of time communicating via text or email, not one-on-one. Are we losing something?
Oh, I think so. Mm-hmm. Everybody to each his own, and it's an easy way to communicate with all the technological devices, but I still think face-to-face is a very good way, even the telephone, when you're hearing a voice. But being face-to-face or close enough to interact on a personal level so we can see each other is very, very important. Without our individuality, we lose something, and we're not just a bunch of messages. We are who we are, and of course, we've read articles that say you don't get the clues as to what a person is really saying when you're just looking at the text. Email is a little easier. You can go more far afield, but the shorter versions, you just have to be very abrupt, as far as I'm concerned. I don't use it, so I've not done it. But I know people who do. I mean, that's their way.
Yeah.
And I have a great granddaughter, and I see her pictures on Facebook because that is how her mother communicates with the world. I mean, she sees people, but in order to put things out, I guess Facebook though is kind of an extra because mm-hmm. everybody likes photographs but. I don't indulge in the written part of it. I just look at the photographs, so I'm not really that modern.
Yeah. Well, what really strikes me is that I think in so many different ways, and it really even goes beyond texting and emails to this unbelievable thing you mentioned, Facebook and other social media, where a lot of our dialogue today, if we can call it that, is this electronic dialogue. And it's people talking at one another, not really talking with each other.
Oh, that's a wonderful way to put it. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're losing something. I mean, I know when I have a conversation with someone, I think of things that I never would have imagined that might relate to their experiences, their mm-hmm. opinions. Mm-hmm. And it's 1 + 1 may equal 3 or 4 or mm-hmm. 5. Mm-hmm. It's not one, and
it's
no
not just
building.
Not just cut and dried.
Right.
It's there's more to it. Mm-hmm. Because we're fascinating people. I mean, everybody is fascinating. And it's fun to get to know them and to hear what they have to say. And it is difficult to do that in the written medium.
Well, you will have a story to tell today from coming in to speak with us today about this convention, because I've got to say, Pat was a trooper today. She has some ice on her arm. You hit your arm coming in here today.
Yes, I did.
And I appreciate you being a trooper for continuing to go on despite this. You're not in too much pain, I guess.
No.
Just a little bruise.
I didn't break a leg. I just hit my arm.
I've done a lot of interviews, but I haven't. This is my first interview, so I will have a story to tell with someone who had just been injured.
Well, my claim to fame, huh?
That's
well,
right.
I could tell you another claim to fame. When I went to the convention in Altoona, Pennsylvania, I got to the hotel, but my luggage didn't. And then the gentleman who brought it back 3 days later said, "Oh, it took a while, didn't it? It's been to South Africa."
Oh, my goodness. Your luggage went overseas.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. But there was a Walmart close by. Excuse me. For Walmart.
Thank goodness you had a Walmart nearby to take care of some things. So we promised that we would allow you to give your email address for folks who are interested in joining Storytellers of Las Cruces.
Okay. It is bobpatgill@comcast.net.
Okay, so no spaces in that address.
Nope, just
Bob Pat Gill, and it's GILL.
Two L's, yes.
At comcast.net.
Yes.
All right, very good.
Yeah. May I reiterate that the auditorium program at Farm and Ranch at 2 o'clock on Saturday, July 14th, and the Vos Vaqueros will sing, and the storytellers from the Garden State of New Jersey will be giving the program. And every evening, there is an informal story time at Hotel Encanto at 8:30. It's hosted by 3 different members of our Story League, and you are welcome to come. And if you need any more information about the convention, that you might like to come to the programs, which are always connected to the meal, a meal, I would be happy to give you whatever information you need. So, you can use my email or whatever.
And why don't you mention it again?
Mention it again. All right. It's bobpatgill@comcast.net.
Pat Gill, Storytellers of Las Cruces. They're hosting the 2012 National Convention of the National Story League at the Hotel Encanto, Thursday, July 12th through Sunday, July 15th. And there's more information at nslstorytellers.org. Pat, thank you so much for being with us.
You are very welcome.
I hope that arm gets better quick.
I think it will.